We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
This is Merloni and Fourier on WEEI.
To me, they're all on the same level. They all take equal share and responsibility for the win. Some have a bad day, some have a good
Jay
day.
On the same level as Marcus Smart?
Yes, oh. I do think he is.
Sometimes you say stuff and you realize you say, you're like, damn, man.
Smart? He Lou knows I'm going to do it, too.
We talked to Patriots starting quarterback Mac Jones. Let's not insult him this time, huh, Christian?
When anyone does try to, like, offer up a comparison, and if they use Tom Brady, I would just walk away from the interview right then and there. There is no comparison, right? I mean, if we're being honest.
If the Red Sox put on a clinic in fielding and holding leads, I'd want my money back.
Verdugo retreating, puts the glove up to shield the sun, and he drops the ball.
It's Lou.
We'll discuss that next on Mallory and Forey.
It's Christian.
The report was from a Sham Sharina every single day.
On WEEI.
Yeah.
It's short Patriot week.
Patriot Monday on a Tuesday. That's what we got going on. Christian, how you doing?
I'm doing great,
enjoying,
man.
A nice little long weekend?
I had a fabulous week. The weather was finally beautiful. Out of holidays we've had, going back to Memorial Day, 4th of July, Father's Day, what the hell, you name it. This is the first good holiday weekend that we have had.
I would agree with
and
that.
And I'm excited about it because obviously, you know, it means a short week for us. It also means that we have the quarterback. Instead of a Monday, we have him on a Tuesday when I know they have nothing else to do. It's a Tuesday. They have the day off. So they're not going to kind of pigeonhole us between, we'll be there from between 2 o'clock and 3:50. It's like dealing with the cable company when you're dealing with the Patriots. It's like, he'll be on
4-hour
between 3:15 and 5:59.
Yes.
Oh, really? Okay, they're calling. What time is it? 5:59. Right, our show's over.
So there you go. 2:15, we're going to talk to Mac Jones, starting quarterback of the New England Patriots. At 3 o'clock, Ben Volen, the Globe, he's going to join us. He'll be in studio. We're going to do a little Sox at 4 because that was an absolute nightmare. And, of course, we got Big Deal, No Big Deal at 4:30. But with the long weekend, a lot going on, I'm just sort of curious, like, what's on your mind right now? What do you want to get off your chest?
Well,
what do you got?
It's not – I don't necessarily have to get something off my chest, but it's like sometimes I have these revelations, you know?
Yeah.
And they come to me, you know, in random opportunities, right? And
we've
been talking about Mac Jones and how smart he is. And, you know, each quarterback has a certain stereotype, like, attached to them without even playing a single game in the NFL. So Mac Jones obviously has this one. And I wonder if it's going to help him or hurt him. Because here's a Jerome Baker, linebacker from the Miami Dolphins, when he was asked what he sees in Mac Jones.
He's smart.
Okay, here's former Alabama teammate Raekwon Davis. Okay, defensive tackle for the Miami Dolphins. They asked him the same questions. Here's what he said.
Smart guy.
Smart guy. I mean, that's just two. I'm going to play you more later on. You know, we got 4 hours to do this, but I'm sitting there thinking about this going, okay, either they are 100% just okey-doking him, setting him up and just trying to, you know, trying to convince him that he knows all the answers, but this can't be good. Like, the dude
doesn't... Why can't it be good that he's smart?
The dude... Well, listen... Based on
setting
what?
The bar too high.
Based on
what they've seen in college.
Based on what?
Based on what they've seen in college.
Based on what they saw.
Better than
preseason?
Saying he's dumb.
Preseason?
They never said that about a lot of these quarterbacks.
If you know what? It's
they didn't
me,
say he's got good energy.
They didn't say he was a good dancer.
No,
they didn't
just
like
said
his
he's
outfits.
Smart. Yeah.
My thing is based on what? How do you know he's smart? How do you know? Because he's about to have an unbelievable stress test on Sunday. Okay, you talk about the master of disguise. You talk about a guy that learned from the master of disguise, and that would be Brian Flores. You look at what he's capable of doing and what he did with that defense last year. I mean, now we're going to find out how smart you are. Okay, you say you're smart. I've told my players that you were smart. Prove it. Prove it. And then we'll see what happens.
I like it. I like it because I tell you what, one thing for me so far that I've seen last week, remember Bill Belichick talking about these vaccines, and he doubled down yesterday, which you'll hear at 3 o'clock with Ben Volen. We're going to bring this up again to him. But let's go back real quick to last week. I think it was Ben Volen's question, what he had to say about the vaccines.
Your implication that vaccination solves every problem is just not really, I would say that has not been substantiated based on what's happened in training camp this year.
So he's just talking about vaccines and how he's got guys vaccinated missing time. But there was a lot of opinion out there. There was a lot of people that are very upset over these comments. A lot of people that took this, misread it, in my opinion, and went places that I don't know where their minds go. This actually, for example, Trenny.
Bill Belichick's comments about COVID vaccine cases was factually incorrect and morally repugnant.
So what exactly was factually incorrect, Trenny? What did he say? Did he act? Because right after he said this, people came out on Twitter. I think Giardi even said it. According to NFLPA, seven times the amount of as far as positives from unvaccinated compared to vaccinated. He never sat there and said that vaccinated people are being positive at the same rate of unvaccinated. Never said it. All he said was this. All he is saying is that if I have a team, if I look at my vaccinated players over here in the sidelines, do you think I don't worry about them? Do you think just because they're vaccinated, it makes all my concerns and all my troubles go away? It doesn't.
Repugnant.
For example, I've lost players that are vaccinated. I've lost coaches that are vaccinated. He's not saying the vaccine doesn't work. He's not saying don't get the vaccine. All he is saying is I look at my vaccinated players and I'm concerned from them losing, missing games as well, of them getting positive. Sure. We all know it, and Bill knows it as well. If you're unvaccinated, you're probably going to miss more time. The way the protocols are set up, if you're vaccinated, you won't miss that much time. However, look at what's going on down in Dallas. You think Mike McCarthy sits there and says, you know what, my team is one of the most vaccinated teams in the entire league. Meanwhile, one of my best offensive linemen, Zach Martin, who is vaccinated, is positive and can't play Thursday night against the Bucs. So Zach Martin and his vaccinated team, highly vaccinated team, you think Mike McCarthy doesn't have problems? You think that vaccine of Zach Martin made all of his problems go away? No. He's got a huge problem on Thursday night if that guy can't play. Huge problem. And to me, that's all Bill was saying. But people ran with this like, why doesn't he believe vaccines work? Never said that. All he's saying is, as a coach, I wake up every day wondering if my vaccinated player is going to be positive just like my unvaccinated player. I had this conversation last night, with like Felge and Holly. And he's like, I think Bill's got his itch to scratch. I'm like, no, I think you two do. And I don't know what it is, but you're twisting his words.
Bill Belichick's
How many times did she practice Bill Belichick as opposed to
Bill Belichick's
morally repugnant? That's a word. I wouldn't even feel comfortable saying
that. Was he factually incorrect with what he said?
And morally repugnant.
No, that's the thing. So here's the thing. But they took that tweet, okay, that Mike Giardi retweeted, and everybody ran with that number. And that's why, and we'll play the We'll play the clarification later because he talked about it over the Labor Day weekend. That it had nothing to do with anything other than, listen, this doesn't solve all our problems. Tom Brady talking about vaccination. Tom Brady saying he thinks it's going to get worse. The Miami Dolphins have two guys that are on COVID protocol that are not going to be able to play. Okay, so there's other teams that were
losing
finding.
Players.
They're losing players and
practice time.
Vaccinated
coaches.
Players, yeah. Unvaccinated players. So, and to me, it was pretty clear. But again, it goes back to if you hear a hint. If you hear something that kind of, works with your agenda, then you run with it.
Tyler.
So we're doing this one big thing from the weekend segment, and I'm shocked that Lou Maloney didn't choose the Red Sox. And what the hell happened yesterday? We can get to it later, but I'm shocked he didn't choose
that. Oh, we're going to get to it at 4 o'clock. There's no question about it.
I think he's kind of morally repugnant.
He's avoiding it.
I was just amazed at where this thing's going, And I'm just amazed at where it's going because they're putting words in his mouth. And even like Texter's saying, whatever, you took the text out, the comment out of context or whatever. We'll play the whole thing with Ben Volen. And I think, if you're looking at this as him saying vaccines don't work, if you're looking at this saying the vaccines, won't keep you out of hospitals or don't severely ill, or of course, if you're unvaccinated, you're going to lose more time. However, as a coach, I'm losing vaccinated players. I'm losing vaccinated coaches. As a coach, that's what he cares about on the field. And it doesn't solve all of his problems. It helps if you're vaccinated. It helps because you can come back quicker. But it doesn't solve all of his issues, just like what Mike McCarthy's dealing with down in Dallas right now. getting ready for Thursday night.
So let's hurry up and let's hear from the smartest guy in the room.
We will. We're going to get more into this at 3 o'clock. You know what? We'll play all the sound. We won't take any of it out of context. We'll get into more of what Christian had to say, too, with, of course, the Red Sox at 4 o'clock. But coming up next, the starting quarterback for the New England Patriots, Mac Jones. He'll join the show. That's next. All right, welcome back to Maloney and Fourier, 617-779-7937. We are waiting for Mac Jones to join us here. So with that, we are going to go to your phone calls. And when he joins us, we'll quickly go there. So let's start with Pam. Pam, go ahead. You're on with Lou and Christian.
Hey, all right, Lou. You are the complete voice of reason. You are spot on. I am so happy to hear this. I thought I was living in, like, I don't know, Mars or something. Everyone was going cray-cray about Belichick's comments when he said affected, not infected. So whether you have the vaccine or not, it's going to impact our world. And that's all he was saying, making a statement. So spot on, great, just really happy to hear it.
Well, thank you, Pam. I appreciate it. No, and I just think it came from a coach, right? Again, Dallas Cowboys, I believe 100% of their staff is vaccinated. And I just read yesterday, I think it was 93%. And I know Tampa's right at 100, right? And we'll get into that with Ben Vollman as well. But they're one of the most vaccinated teams in the league. And what Bill is saying is exactly what Mike McCarthy is going through.
Well, also
him as a coach.
Well, I know, and I think we both know, since we spoke to Bill so much over the last couple of years, is that, you know, when he, like, I don't think he appreciates, you know, like a broad strokes, you know, all encompassing statements, you know, without, you know, especially if you're not on the inside, you don't really know how it works. Like words like always and never, forever, all that stuff. I don't think he likes that, because he'll sit there and say he doesn't deal in absolutes. He doesn't deal with this, you know, every team is dealing with the exact set of situations or something that a reporter says that, you know, requires them to be, to ultimately just give in to all the naysayers that are out there. So when I heard him say, listen, you're just missing part of the picture. You're not hearing the whole thing. You're missing something, and let's not lose sight of that. When I hear him say that, all he is saying is you know, all teams are not created equal. And the vaccine, although it's very good and we want everybody to take it, it doesn't solve all our problems.
We are still
dealing with this on a regular basis.
It's very similar to what happened with the Red Sox. I still hear people saying, well,
we really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
If you're 85% vaccinated, this wouldn't have happened. You have zero proof of that. Zero whatsoever. And I think if you look around the league, it's actually, you know, there's proof the other way, because the highly vaccinated teams that are over 85% are still dealing with it as well. You have zero proof of that. If anything, you need to realize that Kike Hernandez was the first positive, and he was vaccinated. So there's more evidence that possibly Kike, being a vaccinated player, hit up a guy like Arroyo, who then hit it up through the locker room. So it's just impossible to go out there and say that. I'm going to go to Mike and Framingham. Mike, ahead. You're on with Lou and Christian.
How you doing? Trunny and Ben Boland, they love doing their monologues, but when they're on a show like yours, they get exposed for the idiotic things they say.
Well, we'll find out. Ben's going to be on at 3, so you should call back and try to expose him.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see what happens here, Mike, because Ben will be on at 3, and we'll play all the sound from last week, and we'll even play your hearer's follow-up yesterday as well. So we'll hear all that. Again, we're still waiting for Mac Jones. He's supposed to join us at 2:15, and sometimes, though, we just sort of sit around and wait for him to call in, right? And that's sometimes, unfortunately, it happens.
The Patriots are the cable company. The old school. See, most people today, like even Tua Tagovailoa, they were asking him. He's like, listen, I don't have cable. Like, if you're young, if you're like, why would you have cable? Hell, we're trying to get rid of our cable. Nobody has cable. But in the old days, you were completely just, at the mercy of the cable company. Hey, we'll be there between, 11 a.m. and 5 p.m. And you have to make sure somebody was home. So that's what we're dealing with the Patriots. And it's a Tuesday. So really, what is he really doing? What are we doing? But that's fine. He's smart, right? So we know he's smart. So we'll see where he goes with that. So do you think the whole, Mac being the smartest guy in the room is a problem?
No, I don't think it's a problem. I don't know if you heard this, too. I know I want to play this sound here while we wait for Mac Jones to join us. Rob Ninkovich, did you hear this one? Mm. Rob Ninkovich on his podcast talking about maybe how smart Mac Jones is and how that really quarterback relationship worked in camp.
I got some inside sources now, and I won't say names, but from what I...
Mr. ESPN.
From what I gained... No, inside sources in the actual building. From everything that I understand now, Mac was basically helping Cam learn the playbook. Huh? So imagine that. Learn that right now.
I don't know about that.
Absorb it. Learn it. Because Mac was having less MEs... Mental errors, that's what an Emmy is in football, mental errors. He was having less mental errors in having a better understanding of the offense. We didn't see Cam run any two-minute. We didn't see him run any no-huddle.
He was the first team.
You have to run no-huddle. That's vital.
And I think that is kind of a good point. First, there's a lot there. Number one, he's basically saying that, right, Mac Jones helped Cam Newton learn the playbook. Mac Jones, the guy that's been there for what? I mean, when was he drafted? He's been there for months. And Cam Newton talking about calculus, still not understanding. He admitted he didn't understand. There's more for him to learn. But do you buy into that? That there's a chance Mac Jones was actually helping Cam learn the playbook?
I wish we could really get some clarity on this, because the reality is everybody helps everybody in those rooms. Everybody is seeing different things.
But shouldn't the veteran be helping the kid more? Then this would seem like the dynamic was?
Normally, if a rookie is telling me what I should be doing, if I'm 10 years in and I don't see it and I don't get it, that's a problem. Like, that would never happen.
See,
I almost feel like, what would even that look like? Coverages? Like, what would that look like?
Well,
the actual verbiage of the play?
You tell me. Two quarterbacks sitting there saying, okay, what happens when this kind of blitz happens? He's like, well, the look changes. Yeah, actually, no. Actually, it changes to this, Cam. It goes, this becomes your first look. When you see that, this becomes that hot read. I don't know. I'm just guessing that when the defense shows you this, as far as our job goes, we now have to react, and this is the new look.
So the answer
Cam's
would be, like, the answer would be, usually, Stidham, I could see that happening with Stidham. Any older quarterback, because we're really just talking about coverages, disguises, how somebody would set up like a trick play, how would they go into some sort of, zone coverage, and how they would, all those things. That to me, like, there wouldn't be a situation that I could fathom where Mac Jones or any other rookie could tell a veteran player who was established that was successful what to do.
Well, let's go to the other part of this answer here from Ninkovich in his podcast, when he talked about the no huddle and the hurry up. And when you think back at it, how many times have you seen Cam Newton run the no huddle or the hurry up? I mean, other than forced to, right, at the end of the half. Or I'm talking about, hey, they coming out right away. Like old school, Brady, they're coming out first drive, no huddle. Or randomly, third drive, no huddle. How many times did we see Cam Newton ever do that? Now, was it just because they're trying to slow the game down and they're going to grind it out? Because that's what we went with. They're going to grind this game out. They want to run the ball. They want to minimize the possessions, plays on the other team. And all of a sudden we get into camp and you start seeing what? You start seeing Mac Jones do it. You start seeing Mac Jones run a no huddle and a hurry up during preseason. And you never saw that from camp.
And I'm just going back to whoever told Ninkovich that. Because listen, he is still tied in. He's still in the area. I still got a lot of friends and people that he knows that are on that team. So whoever told him that had to feel really confident about telling him that. And I wonder if there was any, hey, listen, I'm going to tell you some things, but listen, you can't say this. Or maybe there wasn't. But and Rob would have to be really confident about saying it, because there can't be any gray area with this. You're about to call somebody dumb is what you're doing. You're by saying that, you're saying, like, not that Mac was smart, but that Cam was dumb.
Yeah,
that's what I hear.
Why did he?
No, that's definitely what I hear.
So I was like, whoa.
But
okay.
A little bit of both. A little bit of both.
That is a
Mac
shot.
Mac Jones is smart. He's picking this thing up quicker than
we
thought.
So
but
what?
The bottom line is Cam Newton still needs help. He still doesn't know the playbook. All right, listen, Maloney and Fourier, we're still waiting for Mac Jones. Hopefully he's going to be joining us here on the other side of this break. We will see. We'll continue with this. We see some of your calls lined up. 617-779-7937. We'll get into some of the vaccines and just Mac Jones. He's your starting quarterback. Hopefully we hear from him. That's coming up next. All right, welcome back to the MFers here. Lou Maloney, Christian Fourier. Yes, it is a Patriots Monday, but it is a Tuesday. So it's time now to talk to the quarterback of the New England Patriots. The interview is brought to you by Mass General Cancer Center, Everyday Amazing, and by Northeast Men's Health, the experts in men's sexual health at northeastmenshealth.com. With that, we go to the Harbor One hotline, and we bring in Patriots quarterback Mac Jones. Mac, how are you? I guess congratulations are in order.
Thank you. Yeah, I'm doing good. How about you guys?
Good.
We're doing good. So let me ask you, it seems pretty obvious, right? But who do you get the word from? Is it Bill Belichick? Does he call you in? Does Josh talk to you? Who told you that you'd be the starting quarterback?
I think it was just kind of just with the team meeting and stuff. And obviously there's a lot of guys that, they have to get rid of and stuff. And it's a tough day for everybody. So just to, be in that room and just be where I'm at right now as a rookie, just to hear that. It's hard for everybody because, there's a lot of teammates on that day that had got let go. But and looking forward, it is a great opportunity. And it's something that I've always wanted to do, is be an NFL starting quarterback. But like I said, it doesn't really, mean much. The label is the label, but you got to go out and produce. And that's just kind of what it comes down to.
So it was in a team setting type of thing, but was there any private conversations like afterwards, more like more in-depth type thing?
Yeah, I mean, of course, that's what you can assume, and that's kind of how it goes. You just want to be on the same page with all the coaches and everything, and they did a good job explaining the entire situation. And, a lot of that's private, so it's between me and coach and all that, so. Obviously, you have to have that conversation, and it was good. And, I told him that it was obviously, it's a great pleasure to be named the quarterback. But at the same time, I feel like we have a lot of work to do, and we do. And we're just going to work every day and just kind of stack the days together.
Were you surprised?
Not really. I mean, I always say, I prepare to be the starter. And, every day you come in and, I got a chance to get a lot of reps, so nothing really changes. Just trying to be a good teammate, trying to learn the plays every day, and fix what I messed up on, and listen to Josh and all the guys in the quarterback room, and just take the advice like I always have since I've been here. And like I said, nothing really changes, so it's exciting. Yeah.
Well, so you're downplaying, and I know because
it's, yeah,
but this is a big deal. Like, because I remember when I finally became a starter in the league, and I remember the first person I called. Who was the first person you called when you found out you were going to be the starter of the New England Patriots opening day?
I really didn't use my phone, so until I went home, I just called my parents and talked to them. And they were obviously excited, and they said the same thing. They said, it's really exciting, and you're going to do great, and just keep doing what you're doing. And they've been supportive all the way through, and all my teammates, my new teammates here, have been very supportive. So, and obviously, my family, my girlfriend, so, they were excited for me, but they just said, keep working, because it's a cool title and all, but you just got to keep doing what I'm doing. Things will play out how they're supposed to play out.
Talking to Patriots quarterback Mac Jones, and Mac, a lot of people, media, fans, whatever, they sort of look at that last week, that 3 days you had to prepare for that Giants joint practice when it was just you, and that Wednesday was almost like the day you won that job. Like, is there a moment for you, or was it just coming out of that day you just felt really good?
I think that was good just to, get the extra reps and stuff, but I didn't change my mindset or anything like that. And obviously, you know, I got a lot of reps and I felt like I did some good things and did some things that I could work on. But the moral of the story is just try to keep improving. And that's what I'm just going to try and always do, is just improve on practice days, whether it was a joint practice or not, or whatever the circumstances, just get better each day. And yeah, I think my teammates did a good job of just playing, doing what they're supposed to do on all the practices. And whoever's in there at quarterback, we play to the standard, and I'm trying to get there. And I think, you know, there's growth every day. And I think we're making a lot of steps in the right direction.
Did, were you able to have a conversation with Cam Newton upon his release? You guys, did he, you know, offer any words of encouragement or any advice?
Yeah, I think just with him, obviously he was a really good mentor to me, and I know we'll stay in touch. And, you know, ever since I came here, he knew that I was here to help him and he was here to help me. So I never felt like we were butting heads or anything like that. And obviously Cam's a great guy and he's a great player, and hopefully he lands somewhere and gets a chance. But I definitely learned a lot from him, and I'm excited just to keep learning from from Brian and everybody in the quarterback room, because they've helped me a lot. And I think that's something that's unique about here, is just everybody's in it together. It's not just a one-man show. And yeah, so I'm just going to keep learning from whoever I can learn from and be a sponge.
Talking to Mac Jones here in the Harbor One Hotline. And Mac, you know, one of the things we always talk about Bill Belichick, right, is all these years, last 21 years, especially here in New England, how much success he has had going up against rookie quarterbacks. So I'm curious, like, that knowledge that he has going up, like how he would attack them. Has he sort of passed that along to kind of give you some advice on how teams might do the same to you, just given that he's had success, to kind of pass on what he would do?
Yeah, I think he obviously, like you said, has coached for a really long time, and I just want to take any pointers or tips that he has. Obviously, he's the defensive background, so if I ever have a question, I always ask him or whoever I can ask, just to get the information. And I mean, in terms of advice, he just tells me to just, you know, focus on what I need to do and kind of just block out everything. And that's what I'm going to do this week. And we just got to keep getting better. So that's kind of his philosophy, is just do your job and everything will play out how it's supposed to. And that's one of the things that I'm trying to focus on, is just how can I execute the play, whatever it is, hand the ball off, throw it, run it. So that's just what it comes down to. And yeah, so I'm going to improve on that and keep working on that.
So, you know, there's a lot of talk. Everyone that I hear now is talking about how smart you are. I'm just curious, do you remember what you got on the Wonderlic test at the NFL draft? Did you score really high on that?
I have no idea.
Do you remember even taking the test?
Yeah, I took it, but when we took it, I took it in college and we didn't get to take it again, but I wanted to take it again because I prepared really hard for it. So, yeah, I mean, I guess I'm smart, but it's more just studying and trying to, yeah.
Learn. Yeah, well, that's what I was going to ask you. So, like, how do you, like, what's your learning process? I mean, some guys, I remember Doug Flutie, they had nothing but, you know, 3x5 cards, had all the plays on 3x5 cards when he came to New England to learn the offense. You know, other guys, you know, are just use a different, you know, they just want to just replaying it over and over in their head. What is, like, what have you found that has helped you retain all the information? Because there's a lot there.
Yeah, I think just it's just consistency. So I kind of found stuff that works for me. And I've learned from a lot of older guys on the team, just, hey, how did you do this? Like, how did you learn all these plays? And it takes a little bit of time, but I put a lot of time in it when I first got here. And obviously, every day I stick to my schedule and I just try and break it down and watch film, but also focus on the things that we want to do. And a lot of times I'm very visual, so it definitely helps. Some people obviously are visual or they learn in different ways, but for me, I'm just always been a very visual learner, and that helps to see it, whether it's drawing it or walking through it or doing it. So
have you recruited your girlfriend to help you with the plays? Like, does she test you at all?
Yeah, she actually does. She does a good job.
So what happens when you get one wrong? Do you get, like, a, you know, demerit?
Yeah, I mean, most of the times we just walk through them in the yard, and then yeah, she helps me a lot. So
wait, so you're walking through the plays in the yard?
You do walkthroughs?
Do you have neighbors?
Yeah, we do walkthroughs.
Now, do you crew people in the neighborhood, or is it just the two of you? Do you need, like, you know, wide receiver? You bring some 12-year-olds over to have them run some routes, or?
No, I mean, there are kids in the neighborhood, but and there's other people, but I don't really. I just kind of do it with her and throw into a net. So.
Oh, okay.
Hey, Mac, I want to bring you back real quick. Just, I know you probably talked about it before, but just draft night. I know it's a long time ago, but there's a lot of talk about you maybe going three with San Fran. I mean, did you feel like you were going there? Did you have any idea going into that night as far as you wouldn't get past New England? Or what was that like for you going through that? What did you know going into it?
Yeah, I think just for me, just kind of in college and my whole career so far and stuff is just all about patience, and I really didn't know, to be honest. I interviewed with a lot of people and stuff, and obviously interviewed with the Patriots, and I really didn't know. So I knew a lot of teams needed quarterbacks, but I mean, that's out of my control. I don't get to pick myself. So I'm just really glad that I did end up here because the system and the coaches and support staff is very similar to kind of what I'm used to, obviously, but also just learning the new ways around here. Everything comes from hard work, and I'm doing the right things every day. So I, I really am happy to be here, and it's going to be great. And draft night was definitely cool. Just to be able to do it, first of all, in person in the middle of COVID was cool. And obviously with my spending it with my family was awesome. And seeing all my teammates from college get picked was really cool too. So I really, it was a great day. And I think it just goes back to patience, doing what, you know, it's kind of already planned out, and just being ready for what opportunity.
All right, so we're talking to Mac Jones on the Harbor One Hotline, starting quarterback for the New England Patriots. So, Mac, playing against your old – I guess you guys got recruited the same year, right? You and Tua Tagovailoa, right? Yeah. You guys recruited the same year. Jalen Hurts was already there, right?
Yeah, it was me and Tua came in the same year, yep.
Now, have you guys spoken at all since camp has started and, you know, you were named the starter?
No, we haven't, but – we've been pretty busy.
Yeah.
I know he doesn't really go on his phone that much. I don't really go on my phone that much. So I guess we'll have to talk when we see each other. But Tua is an awesome guy. He's really, really a good, talented football player. And just learning from him, from Jalen, was great, obviously. And now that we're all getting a chance here in the NFL, I think it'll be cool to go up against each other.
Do you, were you able to, you know, I guess, watch anything that he did while you were there and take any, I guess, coaching points from it as far as what to do, what not to do, as far as how his rookie year went? I know, different situation. He didn't start the first game of the season.
Yeah. I mean, I always watch, you know, a lot of the rookies from last year just to see, you know, how they did and stuff. And I just like to watch tape in general. But I think Tua, obviously, you know, coming off the injury, that can't be easy. And, you know, being there with him when he was going through rehab, that was obviously hard on the Alabama, that injury he had. So I think, you know, he's obviously made a lot of improvements. I'm sure he feels more comfortable, and he's always had talent, and he always will have talent, and he works hard and does all the right things. So I think he was just, like I said, a good person to watch, whether it was just seeing him make the play that I know he can make, running around and doing all that stuff and making those off-script plays. It's just good to watch, to see him back at full health.
So we're talking to Mac Jones here, quarterback of the New England Patriots. So, Mac, one thing I'm curious about is, like, when you're not at Gillette, right, trying to be the best quarterback you can be, what does Mac Jones do?
Honestly, just hang out with my family, go out to eat, you know, whenever I'm allowed to go out to eat and kind of have a little cheat day there. do that. Then just play with my – we got a new puppy, so I like to play with my new puppy.
Okay.
What kind of puppy did you get?
It's a Maltipoo. Her name's Rose.
Their name's Rose?
Rose.
Yeah.
What is it, Maltipoo?
Yeah, Maltipoo.
So who got the name the dog? Because I know when one time Bill
you
Belichick got
chance,
a new
huh?
dog. And
Matt,
he had
you
no,
had no chance.
Yeah, no.
She named it.
Who named the dog?
Definitely my girlfriend.
Okay.
But I do like the name. It's a cool name.
Okay. So Let me see here. Yeah, so we're first time. All right, so I got the quarterback question of the week for you, Mac. All right, and this is sponsored by Northeast Men's Health, the experts in men's sexual health with locations in Dedham near Legacy Place and in Salem, New Hampshire, or online at northeastmenshealth.com. So I saw some clips of your former teammate, Raekwon Davis, who plays for the Miami Dolphins. And, you know, they were asking him, like, hey, what do you see in Mac Jones? And he said, you know, really smart. And he said that he thinks, meaning you, that you're the Joker. And they asked him to continue. And he said, not that you're like a jokester, but you're like the character, the Joker from the Batman movies. Now, I was secretly kind of excited because that guy's kind of crazy, you know, and he's pretty productive. I mean, can you explain that to us at all based on what your former teammate said?
Yeah, I mean, that was just a nickname that I got from my laugh. But I guess just when Raekwon was there, everyone called me the Joker.
Well, what were you doing for them to call you the Joker?
A lot of it stemmed from my laugh. Like, I laugh with my mouth open or whatever. my buddy Richie gave it to me, and then they kind of blew it out of proportion. But, I mean, it's fun in games, I guess.
Oh, okay. So it's not like you're not diabolical, right?
No.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Hey, by the way, speaking of teammates, last one for me here quick is you know, I don't know if you remember back in March, I think it was, Jalen Waddle, who's now with the Dolphins, right? And Devonta Smith, both these guys, said as much as they love Tua, they would still choose you over him. Now, Jalen Waddle's on the Dolphins. I don't know if he's taking that back. Like, hey, I was just kidding, Tua, I love you. But what did you make of that? I don't know, did you kind of rub it in Tua's face? You guys are friendly.
No, I don't. I think we are all lucky to play with the receivers that we played with. And just even watching, you know, college football this weekend, just thinking about how many good guys we have on our team, me and Tua and Jalen. So, I mean, I guess they have their preference, but it's really just, I think we all produced when we were in there at quarterback, which is really important. And obviously every year there's going to be great players at Alabama and stuff. So it was, you know, it was cool to play with some of the guys that Tua played with. And I learned a lot from Tua, and, you know, he wants to get the ball to the open guy just like I do. So I think we did a good job in college, and we just got to keep moving forward here.
Well, Mac, listen, thanks a lot for joining us. Looking forward to talking to you on a weekly basis. Good luck Sunday against the Miami Dolphins.
Awesome. Thank you, guys.
All right. He's Mac Jones, starting quarterback of the New England Patriots. The Joker. Yeah. Huh? Real quick, the conversation with the quarterback is brought to you by Putnam Investments. Putnam Investments and the New England Patriots, proud partners committed to an active game plan on the field and off. Yeah, the Joker.
Right? I think so. I think we got a lot out of it. I like the fact that his girlfriend is helping him study his plays. So his girlfriend, I guess, would be, I don't even know how they would do it. So what is he lining up in the positions and the girlfriend's calling the play? Or does the girlfriend know the offense better than Cam Newton?
It sounds like she's running the route and he's throwing the ball
into
a net.
She's like wide receiver or whatever, slot receiver or tight end or whatever. Yeah, running back coming out of the backfield.
Yeah, she's better than Nikhil Harry.
So she's got to know the formations and the route progressions also.
Yeah, so they study together?
See, here's
what I did. He expects her to know the playbook as well?
So I'll tell you what I did. So
she knows the playbook better than Cam Newton?
That's what I just said. I just said that. So Matt Hasselbeck, when he came over to Seattle, right, yeah. I would test him, okay? And so I would give him the formation, and he would have to give the second half of it, which would be the routes and the progressions, and then we'd switch it. And then at every time I'd say, and I'll be open, okay? So that was a way for him to learn the whole place. I would test him. But they're outside in their yard with all the neighbors looking. We got to find out where he lives. Anybody know where he lives? We should have asked him where he lives. I think that's great. I mean, why else? Like, he said he's visual. Okay, do you use 3x5 cards? Like, how do you remember everything?
He said how he draws things a lot, apparently.
He's visual. Yeah. So some people learn by they have to see it. They have to see it. That's why it makes sense that he's actually, you know, having his girlfriend, you know, they're throwing stuff into a net. They have to see it play out in front of them. They can't really work it out if someone says, hey, do this.
So do you think Giselle runs routes?
That's a no.
That would be a no because they would fight. No. Because she would do like a curl to the left. You got to curl to the right. You see the leverage of the corner. Yeah. The safety's coming down. I can see him screaming at her.
I can't stand it. Run it again.
Then I can see her Tom like screaming at
her. Speaking Portuguese, yeah, exactly. Going nuts at him.
I can see her cursing at him in Portuguese and them arguing. One's in English, one's in Portuguese. No one knows what the other person's saying.
God, he sounds young, doesn't he?
He does.
I mean,
sound
he's
young.
I get it. No, he is young. 23. But I'm just saying, like, you used to you know, even like Cam last year, you know what I mean? Like, was just a vet, you know, and Brady was like corporate CEO, you know what I mean? He's still, like, he's the CEO. He's like the kid that came just out of, like, you know, Harvard, and he's like the 22-year-old CEO of a company right now. Yeah,
but he's got a PhD in not giving out headlines. He knows exactly how to answer questions. He's he's learned from Belichick.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no, he's learned from Saban. What are you talking about?
Yes.
He learned anything. Absolutely. No, Bill is the beneficiary of Saban's work. Real quick, I wanted to do this because I asked him about his Wonder League test.
Yeah.
Okay, because I thought it was interesting. Like, the highest Wonderlic score in NFL history was by a freaking punter. Go figure, okay? Mike Mamula, former guy, local kid over here at BC, at Boston College. And then Ryan Fitzpatrick with a 48. Now, he went to Harvard, so we know he's smart. Now, Ryan, are you going to tell me, I think you did some research, do we have a score for Mac Jones?
The number that I keep seeing pop up for Mac Jones' Wonderlic score is a 25.
So he said he did it in college, though. So maybe, you know, they've done this with us. They take this test. We'll get a baseline. We'll figure out how much work
he's
you need.
He's wicked smart.
Then he said he prepped for it. He practiced for it.
It's like SATs. Go to SAT prep.
Yeah. You know who got the lowest score? Do you know who the lowest score?
Jameis Winston. Jamarcus Russell.
No, it is a quarterback, though.
Oh, I thought it was Jamarcus Russell. Didn't he have a ridiculous
You know what? It is a quarterback. Went to Texas.
Then Young.
Vince Young.
Vince Young.
He got a six.
Yeah, I mean.
A six.
Yeah, some smart.
Yeah, I love it. I was like, are you smart? He's like, yeah, I guess I'm smart.
I'm not dumb
like these other guys. I can do things. I'm smart.
Let me ask you. So is that common? I mean, I don't know. You've never really seen it before. Like, you know, you announce a starting quarterback. You hear it for the first time in a team meeting? You know, it's not like a private little, hey, pull you over. But, hey, before you go in there to the locker room, pull them out in the locker room before the day starts. Yeah. Just to let you know, we're releasing Cam. You're the starter. You go into a team meeting, and it's like, by the way, we got an announcement to make him, you know, Mac Jones to start quarterback.
But here's the other thing.
Is that normal?
But sometimes.
I mean, you've never seen it because Brady was just for you.
Listen, it happens multiple ways. I would say sometimes, you know, that whole 53-man cut, a lot of guys don't even. You find out who is cut, but when you have a team meeting and you look around and your friends aren't there anymore. And you may not, you know, be on a first-name basis or whatever, but you realize that this guy's gone, this tight end's gone, this fullback is gone, you know, and then that's how you find
out.
But I would assume I was told by my position coach. I remember I didn't start the first game. We lost. Second game, they say, listen, you're starting this week. And I was happy as hell. First person I called was my dad. I said, I wonder, who are you calling when you first find out? Because let's not act like it's not a big deal. Dude, you just beat out Cam Newton. You were drafted 50, the first rookie quarterback to play in like forever. Like this, I mean, he's got to downplay it. He's got to.
No, it is a big deal. But I was just wondering, like, you've been on other teams, obviously not New England, but other teams. I was wondering, did you ever go into camp with quarterback competitions?
Yeah, all the time.
And how was that decided? Do you even remember? Was it just one day in practice? One day in a meeting?
I don't think I can actually remember ever where the head coach declared in front of the whole team that, you know, Rick Meyer was starting.
Right.
Like, Jake Delhomme is starting. You know, Mark Brunell is going to be demoted. Like, it just was just, you find out, and then next thing you know, here comes the ones.
You just show up in the field, and he's under center.
And it's a pecking order.
Yeah.
So there's a routine that exists. You go out in walkthroughs, and then you realize, okay, here comes Mac Jones, and we're doing walkthroughs, and he's starting the first day of install. He's the starter. That would never happen any other way. You know, there was a clip that was going around that somebody was released on Twitter. And it showed in the last preseason game,
I saw this.
Josh McDaniels going up to Cam Newton. And that's when I think the realization kind of hit Cam Newton that this was not his.
Did you see the way he threw the ball?
He was just like, you know what,
he just
screw
flipped it.
It
to the side.
He's
like
whatever. Screw it. And then Mac didn't even bother with it. He just had a job to do, which is what he's supposed to do.
No, it is the approach that we were hoping, and we didn't really know much of Jared Stidham, but it was the approach that we were hoping that kid had. We found out he didn't have it, right? And maybe just as the physical ability or the mental awareness or even being able to handle it. But it was sort of like, all right, whatever. Cam Newton is here. I don't care. I'm going to win this job.
Yeah.
I'm going to do my thing. And at the end of the day, we'll see what happens. Control what I can control. Instead, he was just like, oh, Cam Newton.
Yeah,
and then he got hurt, and it just
didn't
work out for him. Well, it worked for this kid. It's good to see.
You can't have feelings in this. You can't be emotionally attached to anybody at this point in time in your life as a young kid. And you know, and Nick Saban talked about it, like his overall disposition. You know, and think about the competition. Now, Alabama, they don't recruit, they draft. And they have the first 15 picks of the draft every single year. Best quarterback, you name it, they're going to get it. They just got another one. You see what this dude put up the other day?
Bryce Young.
They went and played against Miami. It was like practice.
Mm-hmm.
Like one after the other, one after the other. So the one thing I do like was that this dude is going to be psychotic when it comes to trying to avoid being surprised. Bill talked about it this morning. Hey, they're going to throw something at you that you haven't seen yet. They're going to do it. Okay, you're a rookie. Hell, it happens to veteran quarterbacks. How does he react? How does he improvise? And how does he adapt?
All right, this hour of Merloni and Fori is brought to you by 495 Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram's Jeep Freedom Days sales event. So we got MF right here coming at you. Lou and Christian. Ben Volen of the Boston Globe, he will join us next. We'll get his thoughts on Mac Jones, maybe the interview. By the way, if you missed the interview, you'll hear it again in the 5 o'clock hour. We'll also go back and hear the full sound of the week that was of Bill Belichick talking about vaccinations in that camp right now. We'll do that coming up on Merloni and Fourier.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.